Hello and welcome to the Driveline Podcast. This is the official podcast of the South Dakota Trucking and the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. My name is Trevor Johnson and I'll be your host today. And I'm joined today with Scott Marone and Shauna Gray to talk about the Wheel Jam Truck Show and all the things coming up with that. It's a great event that they hold up in Huron, South Dakota. And I have a bunch of people who friends who have gone and they've said great things about it. So I'm excited to hear from you guys who put it on a little bit more about the truck show and what it means. So, Scott, I'll start with you. You sound like you're in Florida. You're out trucking right now. And then talk a little bit about the truck show and what it means to you and like how it started.
Okay, thanks for having me on today, Trevor.
Of course.
I'm actually in Florida right now. I'm delivering down here, then hopefully head back north tomorrow or the next day. But anyhow, as far as like the Wheel Jam Truck Show, it started, 21 years ago. This it was very first we were involved in the very first Wheel Jam. Wheel Jam was with the cars, bikes, motorcycles, barbecue championships they have there, stock car races. We are the Wheel Jam Truck Show. We're just the trucks.
Okay.
So we're there the whole duration of the show. Actually, we start before the show even starts. So we come on board right after they had started working on the Wheel Jam itself. And I talked to the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Huron, South Dakota, and they're just trying to do something different out there at the fairgrounds in the off season, and they come up with the
Right.
car show, the bike shows, stock car races, and all that. And they're like, they had some rock and roll bands lined up, and they said we need something really to set this off because other events are kind of like this in the state, And I said, well, why don't you do like a truck show? And she was like, well, pickups, won't they be there with the cars and stuff? And I was like, no, we're talking about trucks. Pickups are pickups, trucks, trucks. She goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, semis. She says, well, do you do that? Do they do that? I says, yeah, but there's only about 10 shows that I know of, and they're all kind of in bigger cities and stuff, Well, you think, she says, well, do you think you could put one here? What put one on in here on? And I says, well, I think so. And we talked to a few of my friends. And so that's how kind of the show got started right there. And we just kind of grew ever since. The first year we had about 14 to 17 trucks. Nobody really remembers the exact number back that far, but it was just, under 20.
Right.
And the third, or the actually the fourth, we had three wheel jams. And then our fourth truck show that we went to now was somebody else's. So we put on three of them before we even went to somebody else's, went to another truck show. We winged it every time.
Yeah.
So we kind of something that we kind of joke about. The fourth truck show that we all went to was somebody else's,
That's crazy. Yeah.
But right off the beginning, we decided we needed to do something unique that no other truck shows are doing. You read about them in magazines and stuff. And one of the ideas that come up was do a loudest dynamic engine brake competition. And that's kind of our staple event. Nobody else in the world does it the way we do it. We have a really nice track there for it. It's just about a quarter mile, and we run it just like a quarter mile, but we run one truck at a time, and they have a starting line and a finish line. But the finish line is where you hit your Jake brake. We have a decibel reader that's 16 feet in the air, right under where the truck goes, right underneath it. So whoever's the loudest underneath that
That's so
decibel reader
sick.
wins, and
Yeah.
we have a series of elimination, to work up to
Right.
the final 10 trucks, and it's quite competitive. Guys have a good time doing it, and gals. We had a gal win last year,
That's
but it's more,
wow.
it's not exactly how loud your truck is either. It's your timing. You got to get it just right, or else if you're too far, it's not going to pick up the decibels right. So that's one of the things we did. Couple other things, we done with the our trophies. We started building some of our own trophies and stuff. We actually use smokestacks off trucks for our trophies. That kind of unique.
Oh, that's cool.
A
Yeah.
few other things that we do. We do a big steak supper for everybody that's involved in the truck show.
So how do you like judge trucks then to get those trophies? What are the different things that you're judging on?
Well, there's we got two actually different sets of judging, I guess. The one is the show and shine trophies, which is, it's not really a judge part of the show. We just pick out, we have 10 of these trophies, and we just pick out actually presenters. So say if, I'll just use myself as an example. So if I was going to be a presenter, I would go out and pick out a truck that would appeal to me for whatever reason. Maybe it's something that I drove when I was younger. Maybe it's something that my dad owned. Maybe it was, maybe it's just the fanciest truck. Okay. So there's 10 different trophies. There's no first place and there's no 10th place. They're all the same. So these guys go out and they present these trophies to these different drivers. And sometimes they think them are more, they like them better than the actual judged part of the show. The judge part of the show is all, it's all on Sunday, and it's just a point system, you know, best chrome, best paint, creativity, as far as cleanliness, you know, how your frame looks, tires, if the tires are all nice, you know, the nicer looking the truck, the better it's going to be. But they're in yearly classes, so, you know, they're like in a 5-10 year different.
For
the classes. So you're, you don't have a brand new truck competing against a 5 or 6 year old truck, you know. It's just, and then we do have, and it's a working class truck show. So we have our working class, them are all the yearly classes, and then we have like a show truck and limited mileage class for, there's some trucks that show up that are not really working trucks. You know, they're show trucks, and maybe they only have, you know, so we keep them in a different category, so they're not competing against the guys that are out working their trucks.
Yeah, I know there's a couple guys who have trucks that are really just show trucks, and that's cool, but it's cool to have them divided between those and the working class trucks. I think that's cool.
Yeah. And that gives us a nice window there, too, for the kind of trucks. We love all trucks at Wheel Jam.
Yes, sir.
If it's something that somebody just pulled out of the weeds and got it running and brought to the show, something that's 30, 40 years old, or older, guys like to look at that stuff.
Right.
We don't care if what kind of truck it is. We love them all. We have classes for them all. You know, we're not biased. That, I mean, it's a working class truck show. So that, that just gives us the whole range of trucks, you know, and we don't care if it's a Mack or if it's a Peterbilt or Kenworth or what have you. We just, you know.
Yeah, sweet. Well, Shauna, I'll kind of pivot over to you. You had a lot of great information there, Scott. I really enjoyed a lot of that. And the Jake Brake competition, that's really cool. I'm excited to see that if I make it down there. But Shauna, kind of what is your story with the Wheel Jam Truck Show and how long have you been going? And
so this is my third year. I got into it because I started a local as driven alignment shop and thought, why don't I go up and see if I can't bring up some business? I'm also a Pittsburgh power dealer. With the Catalyst, OPS systems, everything that helps make a truck run better. And well, then after the first year, I started selling Bolsnot cleaning products, which everybody who likes to shine trucks, the Bolsnot is probably the top of the line. Last year, we brought the Bolsnot guy in, and we had helped sponsor a concert with Tony Justice and Long Haul Paul. We ended up making the best friends. But the first year there, I had no idea what to expect. I had been to the Matt's truck show, working with my previous employer about buying truck parts and researching engines and bumpers. But Matt's is more of a, I'd say, vendor show. I mean, they have the truck show outside, and I hadn't really gotten part of that. But that first year, the camaraderie that is at Wheel Jam, there is nothing like it. I mean, it's for the whole family. We had a blast. You'd walk around, somebody would say, you want a hot dog, you want a beer, you want a Bloody Mary, you need a Coke, you want a water. And everybody just, it was the most fun we've had. I joke, my husband, he had so much fun, and he's corporate America. And I really prefer to hang out with the truck drivers. And this is really, it's about the drivers and celebrating what they do. Because if we didn't have these drivers and the fleet owners and everything, you know, that stops America. And that's what people need to realize. It's time to take a break. Have fun, enjoy like-minded people, you know, cut loose the Jake Brake competition. You know, I didn't get over there yet because I'm always at my booth doing stuff, but you can hear those Jake Brakes halfway across, and it's just a hoot to sit and listen to, you know, the flyovers that they do with the, before the parade with the fighters. I mean, it's just neat stuff. Last year, we brought out in Andy's drone service, and he got some amazing footage and pictures. And, you know, when you get to see the whole place lit up at the light show, and you got music playing, and everybody's just having a good time. It's, you know, bounce ideas. You know, the main reason I do it is for my repair shop and the products that I sell. And I do safety compliance, which I don't want a ton more of that right now. I'm too busy. But just to get to become good friends with Scott and Tracy and a lot of the other people. And it's building relationships. And that's 100% what I try to run my business around, is building those relationships.
Oh, you totally have to build the relationships. And I've heard from everybody that it's just like an awesome hoot of a party, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. And it is part of Wheel Jam, that's correct, which is like everything else included.
Yep. Right. And it's own separate entity. And like you said, it's a good party, but it's also great for the kids. The kids love getting around and looking at the trucks. The first year when I rode in the parade, I could not believe how many people were out, and all the kids, you know, they're honk your horn and the drivers light up and they're smiling because the kids are smiling. And it's something for everyone. And maybe people who aren't real familiar with the trucking industry or what these hardworking guys like Scott down in Florida right now do on a daily basis, it might open people's eyes a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And for drivers and just the general public who are looking to possibly come to the Wheel Jam Truck Show, what kind of would you tell them? Like, what would your selling points be?
Well, if I did it, I would just say you're going to build a whole new level of understanding of what it takes. Watching some of the guys that have been out, I got to sit and listen to Long Haul Paul and Charlie Flowers and Bob Wiley talk, and the stories that they have. And people that maybe don't have the best opinion, that big bad truck's coming after me. Well, maybe get to know that guy who's got six kids at home that he's hauling this for. And if everybody could have more respect, and that we're real people, we're not big bad truck drivers, or, you know, those 18 wheels aren't coming for you. You know, we're here to do a service and get to know a little bit about it.
No, absolutely. And what would you say, Scott?
Well, like Sean, you know, was talking, like you were talking, the kids. We'll start with the kids first. What else, what other event in South Dakota can you take your kid to and he can see trucks? A kid that does nothing, has never been around a truck before.
Well, my answer would be Wheel Jam.
What a great way to get a kid interested in trucking. When they're young, they can come out, they can touch the truck. If they ask the driver, he'll probably let them sit in it. You know, where else can you do that? You know, we have a shortage of drivers the way it is, you know, getting new people to come into the industry. I mean, we're doing something there, you know, even the teenage kids, even the, you know, people that haven't been around trucks, for example, well, this gal here, I'm probably never going to drive truck, but that I'm going to talk about, she was a wife of a very prominent businessman in town in Huron. I know her very well. Yeah. She's never had anything to do with trucks. Never. Just seen them going down the highway, whatever she hears on the news. And it was a few days after Wheel Jam, and I seen her, and she goes, Scott, you know, I walked through them trucks the other day out there at the truck show, Wheel Jam Truck Show, and I never realized they were so beautiful. And the driver, she says, they're so friendly. They just love to show us, you know, their trucks and all this, talk to them. She says, I had no idea. Where else in South Dakota can you do that? You know, who else is doing
right?
I mean, this is a good positive thing for the trucking industry, you know? So, I mean, it's a good way for all these different companies to get their product out there, the general public to see, do some networking with some people. You know, you might find a new job, a new gig somewhere, you know, and that's all trucking is about, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, we really feel that, you know, we're doing something good for the trucking community, for the state of South Dakota, for the fairgrounds, the city of Huron, everybody involved, but it has to start with the drivers.
Yep.
We got to make the drivers happy first. So they keep coming back because it's just like anything else with trucking. If you don't have the drivers, you don't have anything else.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of our philosophy there is get these drivers in, get them taken care of, treat them the best we can. So they keep coming back, you know, drivers and the owners. That's going to be good for the vendors, the sponsors, and everybody else involved, the trucking industry in a whole. So that's kind of our whole, you know, philosophy right. on that. So,
and I think Scott, I think Scott goes above and beyond. I mean, he takes everybody to his house and feeds them steak dinners and has a band there. I mean, there isn't another truck show I can think of that does that. And I've been to a few now, couple local ones and things like that, but to bring you into your home and feed these guys and know, I think they all know they're appreciated. And that's a dinner for the drivers. Yeah, the sponsors go too, but it's for the drivers.
Yeah. Well, that's mainly for the drivers, but anybody that's involved in the Wheel Jam Truck Show, the sponsors, vendors, but it's mainly the drivers. You know, we want to make sure they get there. And, you know, if they can't make the one on Thursday night, we do another one on Saturday night. It's not quite as fancy, but it's inside. It's more of a banquet type, you know, meal. But we just want to make sure everybody's taken care of. And as far as, yeah. you know, we can't make it, you know, so we want to maybe talk about registration a little bit. You know, yeah. our registration starts on Wednesday afternoon, June 5th.
Yep.
But if you can't make it by Thursday night or even Friday, our registration is open till late on Saturday. I mean, we understand that it's trucking. Sometimes guys can't make it in time, you know, things go wrong or it's just the way the load's set up. We'll still give us a call. We'll still get you in, get you registered. You know, it's not a problem. So
yeah.
I want to make sure we just take care of.
And this is like mostly drivers themselves who are coming out and bringing their trucks out, right?
Well, a lot of owner operators, but there's a lot of company trucks too.
Okay.
There's a fair amount of company trucks. We've never sat down and, you know, did the math on it, break it down, but you know, there's a lot of, you know, owner operator, like a fleet owner like myself, you know, there's definitely them there, but a lot of owner operators are at least on with someone else. Yeah. A lot of fleet trucks there. So we just kind of got a wide range. We got a group out of Southeast Iowa that come up last year with a bunch of antique trucks. They drove them all up here. And I think there were 7 or 8 of them last year, where there's going to be 20 of them. They're talking bringing 20 up this year.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, so, I mean, that's just the whole range of trucks, you know, that we get in. So.
And you did get a fleet out of Canada. Isn't Jade out of Canada? And they have quite a few trucks.
Yeah, they bring quite a few trucks every year. They're one of our sponsors. They have a line of chrome products that they sell, shift products. Jade, they've been coming down to our show supporting us for years. So I always joke that, you know, we're an international truck show now. But they've been coming down
for
15 years. They've been coming to our show. A great bunch of guys. They really have some beautiful trucks.
Yeah. So, what kind of growth have you seen like in the last few years? Because you said it started with like 17 or 20 trucks the first time. What are you at now?
I went around with 14 to 17 trucks that first year. Then each year it kind of grew, you know, like the next year it was in the 30s and then 40s and then it was up to 65 and then pretty soon we hit 80 and then we hit 100. That was a pretty big deal, you know. And,
wow. Yeah.
We peaked and then we kind of settled back down after that. I think our peak was 206 trucks. Uh-huh. Trucking was really good then. That's been quite a few years ago. But we had a couple years there, we kind of leveled off, and now we've last couple years, we've 2 or 3 years, we've been right around that 170, 182 trucks right in there, and it's been pretty steady and got a pretty solid fleet, you know, I call it the Wheel Jam fleet, you know, that comes back every year. We get new people. Obviously, not everybody can make it every year. They got weddings and graduations and what have you, or they might just have to go work it, you know, we understand that, you know. So we've had nice growth over the years. The whole show has. So I mean, it's been quite humbling, I guess, the support that we've got, the sponsors from across the nation and locally too. You know, a lot of really good sponsors. We can't do it without the sponsors, you know, and it takes a lot of money to put one of these on and a lot of time.
But if you don't have the drivers, you can't get the sponsors.
Exactly.
So it's about the drivers.
Yeah. And then our crew, you know, the 18 Wheel Truck Promotions crew, 18 Wheel Truck Promotions is a promotional company.
I was about to ask you about that.
They own the Wheel Jam Truck Show, which I own 18 Wheel Truck Promotions. But anyhow, our crew, we've got some people that have been on there since day one.
Yeah.
You know, they've been with us for 21 years, but the majority of the rest of the crew, most of them have been there over 10 years. So gotcha. We got a pretty seasoned crew. We got some new guys that we're bringing in, like my son Tanner. Of course, he's been there every year his whole life. Yeah. You know, he's 21. But
grew up there.
You know, someone hit him and his girlfriend and his buddies. They're kind of coming in and starting to do some of the stuff too. So we're trying to think ahead to, you know, get some younger people in here to kind of keep this deal going, because none of us are getting any younger.
Right. Yeah, is that how 18 Wheel Promotion started? Was it because of the truck show?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you do anything else, or is it just for the truck show then?
Well, right now that's about it. Just about all it does is the truck show. That plans maybe to expand it to some other stuff, but
right. Yep. Well, what are you guys both on closing? What are you guys most excited for this year's truck show?
Well, we got a surprise we're working on for them in the intermission of the engine brake competition. Shauna kind of knows about it. I ain't quite got all the permission from everybody to do it yet, but I may just do it.
But there's a secret. There's a big. Everyone's got to show up to see what the secret is.
Get the forgiveness later, but we'll see. But now that, and just seeing all the drivers again, that's the main thing. I mean, we see these guys every year. It's just, you know, it's like a big family reunion for a lot of us. See the new guys show up, new guys and gals. Like last year, I said, you know, we had a new gal show up, and she got first place in engine brake competition. You know, she just loved it. We were so excited for her, you know.
Right.
So yeah, that's it. Just to see, you know, all the drivers again, and our sponsors, and you know, the most rewarding thing is when the show's over and it was a success. You feel like you've done something good.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I'm looking for most is the camaraderie. You know, we have so much fun, and just, of course, you know, you have your happy hours or whatever, but just to get to know people from all these different areas and hear stories from the guys that have been doing this forever, and watching Scott and the 18 Wheels promotion team, I don't know how in the world they run such a smoothless show. I mean, to line those trucks up for a parade the way they do and get them all parked right back where they were, I don't know if there's anybody else in the planet that can do as well of a job as they do. And I'm just thankful that I've been able to partner up and, you know, be a sponsor and, you know, get to know everyone, and look forward to hopefully maybe getting even more trucks and get to know more people this year.
Yeah. Well, Scott, before we close, where can people go to register for the Wheel Jam Truck Show?
You can register online at www.wheeljamtruckshow.com and just go to registration, and there's a drop down there. You can fill all that out. And there's other more information too on our Facebook site, assist Wheel Jam Truck Show on Facebook. So either place there, but you can only register online at www.wheeljamtruckshow.com. And my phone number is on most of that stuff too. If you have questions, give me a call anytime.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining me today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Driveline Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Johnson, and we will see you guys in the next one. So thank you for listening, and have a great day.